97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in studio with us this morning. Back off the... Hey. The sick list, right? Glad you're feeling better, my friend.
Yeah, I did work, though, through it. I don't know. The voice never left, but bronchitis, man. Bronchitis is tough.
That's serious.
But I got to do some sports from home. I did the show at home on Sunday. I did the show Monday and Tuesday, Total Information AM, from the basement doing sports.
And with us.
And with you. Yeah, so I was able to do it, but, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. I mean, what, you just, doing the full show I did yesterday, and that was the first time I had done that. I could not have done that Tuesday, but I did it yesterday. It was good. Yeah. Saturday, I knew I was in trouble because I couldn't get out of bed, but what timing. I mean, college football all day long.
That's rough.
That was not bad.
Just rough.
Not a bad deal.
That's true.
So
I was just looking at a preview of number 19 Mizzou playing Auburn coming up, right, mm-hmm, this weekend. And that'll be a big one.
It should be a good game. Auburn's not very good. They're 2-4, 0-3 in the league, but they're desperate. You know, when you play a desperate team like that, like, they have to win to save their season, basically. They can't go 2-5. And Hugh Freeze, there's a lot of pressure on them. You know they have some talent. And Missouri has not been able to blow out anybody except UMass and Murray State and Buffalo. You know, they've played close games. BC challenged them. They got it done. Vanderbilt, it turns out to be a pretty good team. They got them in double overtime. Then they get smoked at Texas A&M. They come back, play a nice, solid game. But, man, do they dodge one. I mean, Luther Burden almost got his head taken off. He ended up, it was a high throw by Brady Cook. Just not a good throw. A dangerous throw to throw to the best player on your team, one of the best in the country. He falls, hurts his left shoulder. He's been in non-contact jersey during practice, but is expected to play Saturday. You lose Luther Burden, your season's done. I mean, he is the best player on the field every time you take the field, except maybe when they play Alabama. They've got some good ones.
I heard Coach Drink say he just does whatever we need him to do.
He's unreal. I mean, you know, we talked about it last week. Get him the ball. I mean, at least let him run it, something. So what is the first thing they do against UMass? They run a jet sweep around the left side, and Burden takes it to the house for a 61-yard touchdown. And if you watch the play, there's no blocking on the play at all. I mean, this is just all Burden just weaving through people like they're traffic cones. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's an incredible player. He's going to be a great NFL player. One of those guys who will excel in the NFL at yards after the catch. That's where he makes his money in the NFL. He will make the catch, and he's going to make you miss. He's going to use his size and to break tackles. He is remarkable. He really is.
I noticed, because I noticed these things, Kentucky's Midnight Madness the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I know the preseason SEC rankings are out. And, you know, again, the preseason college basketball rankings are out. Kentucky's several notches below Indiana. So I want to give you an opportunity to brag about that.
Well, I will say Kentucky will be fine.
I know you say that every time.
They're loaded. Yeah. The SEC is loaded.
Alabama's number one, right?
Alabama is two. Kansas is number one.
Okay. All right.
I will say this is the best Indiana roster that I have seen in over a decade. This is a very, very good Indiana roster. Now, whether they'll be able to play together and stay healthy, but I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, they got the Arizona transfer, Umar Ballo. 7-footer. He is he is big time. I mean, he is a scorer, rebounder. He'll be in line for Big Ten Player of the Year. And if their backcourt can do what I think they're going to do, handle the ball, shoot threes, that's going to be a really good team. Good team.
I saw your tweet the other day that said something about, it was a really sweet picture of your family, and it said something like, well, nothing was good about that game for the Blues home opener except for this picture. Were they at the game?
Yeah. I was just showing the picture to Carl. Here it is.
Yeah. See, that's a sweet picture.
Is our camera on? Yeah. I don't know if you can see that.
Nice.
But
it's actually the clearest thing in there.
Oh, okay. It was nice. You know, not being able to go to the home opener, you know, was a bummer, but the game didn't go so well.
No.
A lot of things didn't go well. You know, they had a couple of goals taken away from them. One of them, early whistle. Kyrou probably should have been credited with that goal, but an early whistle, it's a judgment call there. Suter had one taken away, but it was just a hair too late. But otherwise, you know, Nick Leddy, who now has a, what they're describing as a lower body injury, let a couple of guys go by him. You know, the Blues missed a lot. Robert Thomas whiffed on a couple of chances. Yeah, they just had a bad game. But it was really great to get the pick. It was my wife and daughter, my youngest daughter, got to go to the opener. So.
Are you going tonight?
No, I'm not going tonight, but I'll be there.
I'm going tonight.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that, Mark.
Good. Yeah.
There'll
be lots of Van Halen played in the bumper music tonight.
I played Mas Tequila on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Are they supposed to beat the Islanders tonight?
I don't know. You know, we'll see. I mean, it's the NHL. I mean, I don't know what to make of the Blues yet. I can't say that they're a great team or not a great team. I mean, they've trailed in every single game. I mean, they've come back in a couple of those games, but you know, they're 2-2, and that's about where they are. There's a lot of uncertainty about them from my perspective. They will play them, and they'll play Carolina on Saturday. So they get challenged by a couple of Eastern Conference teams, and we'll see where they are. But you know, I love the fact that hockey's back. I love the fact that Carl's back in there, that the building's going again. It's a good thing.
Meet me
Carl's
in
happy.
Louis.
Carl was wearing his hardware the other day, is showing off that ring from the Stanley
2019.
Cup.
2019.
Nice.
I was such a cool experience to cover that. I was still at Channel 4 at the time.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I hope we get one of those experiences again, and I'm not feeling confident about it so far. I know it's still early in the season, but
That was their last of their run on KMOX that year, and so we just ate up every second of it.
The last game on KMOX was them winning the Stanley Cup.
It was incredible. It was absolutely storybook.
We went Blues. Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we cried. I mean, it was just incredible.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I love you so much. I've seen you at so many places.
He was not supposed to be on mic.
I know he wasn't. It was still great,
though. He wasn't. You know the story behind that, right?
I do.
No, I don't. I don't
Quick story. So Kelly Chase told me that he was with Brett, and Brett's like, come on, buddy. Let's go up there. And Chase is like, no way. And
Brett just
goes up on stage and takes the mic and starts going, because nobody was up there at the time.
Yeah.
And so he just takes the mic and starts talking. And Doug Armstrong came up to Chaser and Curbs and a couple of other guys, like, you got to get him off stage. And they were like, no way. We're not getting him off stage. And they, you know, they asked the police who were standing there, like, how did he get up there? Like, I don't know. It's Brett Hall.
It's Brett Hall. We're not going to stop him.
Yeah.
So they didn't know.
It turned out to be an incredible memory.
It did. You know? Tommy, thank you, man. I know you got to go.
See you guys.
All right. Thanks. All right. Here you go.
Glory, Gloria. Gloria. Gloria, I think I got your number, Gloria.
See, when he was a player, he would burn off all that alcohol the next day.
Oh, I see. But
now that he's not a player, vodka goes right through
you. Oh, my gosh. Those are great memories.
I mean, you can't think of, I hate to say it, but you cannot think of the win that year for the Blues without thinking of that moment.
You can't. No,
Gloria, and we went Blues. Yeah.
And of course, you know, it was a goal of his all through his career, obviously.
To do it here.
To do it here and not to.
And then he cheated in Dallas and got one there.
Whatever. But still.
It still counted.
Still a classic moment for Blues fans there for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.